AI's come a long way since its inception in the 1940s, from the humble beginnings to its current role in shaping the world. It's got some significant advancements. The role of AI in shaping the world over the years revolutionized various industries and aspects of human life, from healthcare, finance, transportation, entertainment, to make some significant contributions. AI has enabled the development of self-driving cars, voice assistants, personalized recommendations, and even medical diagnosis. Continue to push the boundaries of possibilities with applications like robotics, natural language processing, and machine learning. Now, efforts made in the early years of AI research with AI pioneers like Alan Turing, John McCarthy, and Marvin Minsky laid the foundation for AI research. In 43, Turing developed the concept of a universal machine that could compute anything. McCarthy in 56 coined the term artificial intelligence and organized the Dartmouth Conference, which marked the birth of AI as a field of study. Throughout the decades, then researchers made significant progress in areas such as expert systems, neural networks, and natural language processing. So today, it's continued to rapidly evolve with advancements in deep learning, computer vision, big data. So I think the future holds a lot of exciting prospects for AI, and there's a lot of fears with that, so we'll discuss. So there's a lot of possibilities with advanced robotics, personalized medicine, and expanded automation. As it becomes more integrated into daily life, its impact on society will undoubtedly continue to shape our world for years to come because it's constantly learning on itself. So it's not just something that gets set in stone, it's constantly being innovated. So the early years from like 43 to 69, right? That's the foundation, the 40s and 50s mostly. Most people forget, they don't forget to realize that a lot of this date does go back to the 40s, the groundwork for the innovative technology. That's when the artificial intelligence, I can't speak, the first term was coined by the mathematician, logician John McCarthy. During the 50s, there was a lot of development in the early computer machines and the invention of algorithms that could solve complex problems. That was sort of the foundational stage. And one of the interesting things that I feel like a lot of people forget is like you see those big, wide computers. And now you have phones and you have like little laptops and everything. But there was, in order to solve very simple problems, there was like whole rooms full of computers that were massive before people were able to figure out how to take all that technology and put it into a much smaller space at a much stronger power. So, yeah, when you started to have a lot of scientists and researchers gather after the Dartmouth Conference, it allowed for, establishment of AI research laboratories and academic programs. The research at the Dartmouth College envisioned a future where machines could mimic human intelligence and perform tasks that were previously thought to be exclusive to humans. A lot of people don't forget that even before technology got good, people were still thinking about possibilities. So there's always two components of it, the science and technology itself, as well as the philosophy of science and technology, the micro and the macro. So that will relate back into the ethics that we'll discuss later of why it's very important to understand the philosophy and mindset of what we're programming and what we're communicating with AI and the machines, just as important as the actual coding and development of them. So it kind of goes hand in hand. So once you had these researchers, going to the 70s and 80s, this is when the field of artificial intelligence experienced a period known as the AI winter. It was marked by limited progress and significant decrease in funding for AI research. The initial hype and high expectations surrounding AI led to inflated promises that couldn't be met at the time. As a result, many people began to lose faith in the potential of AI and its ability to deliver practical applications. Those budget cuts, skepticism from investors caused a decline in resources allocated to AI projects. So the lack of financial support hindered major advancements and slowed down progress in the field. Consequently, many researchers and developers had to put their AI work on hold, so it was a stagnation in the industry. Expert systems and their impact on AI during this period. Despite the challenging circumstances, one area of AI that saw significant development during the AI winter was expert systems. These were computer programs designed to mimic the decision-making processes of human experts in specific domains. So expert systems provided practical applications and were deemed more feasible than other AI projects at the time. So they were successfully employed in various fields such as medicine, finance, and engineering. This application-centric approach helped to restore some faith in AI as a viable technology during this period. Now, while the AI winter posed significant challenges to the field, it also served as a valuable learning experience. It highlighted the need for realistic expectations, more focused research, and continued investment in AI. We still kind of have that issue now where we're testing out a lot of new tools, but we have high expectations of what they can deliver. We're still forgetting, we're still in very early phases, especially when we talk about image generation. So the revival and progress. Once we left the 70s and 80s, going into the 90s and 2000s, after a period of slow progress, the field of AI experienced a revival in the 90s. AI researchers showed, I'm sorry, achieved significant breakthroughs during this time, leading to the development of advanced machine learning algorithms. The advancements in the algorithms, researchers were able to focus on refining and improving machine learning algorithms that allow computers to process and analyze vast amounts of data. Now it could process more and more information. Techniques such as neural networks, which simulate the learning process of the human brain. This all got developed during this time. So now the algorithm is starting, like the computer is starting to recognize patterns and make predictions based off of those patterns, improving their performance over time. So during the development of these neural networks and natural language processing, with the rise of the internet and the exponential growth of digital data, AI technologies like neural networks, natural language processing became more relevant, right? The neural networks were used for tasks such as image recognition, speech processing. Natural language processing enabled computers to understand and interact with human language. So during this period, AI applications began to make their way into various industries. So not just from healthcare and finance, but now marketing and entertainment. Companies started leveraging AI to automate processes, improving decision making, and enhance the customer experiences. The 90s and 2000s, talking about significant advancements in AI, laying the foundations for the transformative technology we see today. Now, as technology continues to evolve at an unprecedented rate, exponential, it's not just linear, the potential of AI to revolutionize different industries and improve lives is more promising than ever, while also creating new industries we can't even really predict yet. So then from the 2010s into 2023, AI witnessed significant advancement with deep learning taking center stage. Deep learning is a subset of machine learning. It involves the use of neural networks to mimic the human's brain ability to process and analyze vast amounts of data. This breakthrough allowed AI systems to learn and improve their performance without explicit programming to do so, leading to remarkable achievements in image and speech recognition. That also leads to autonomous vehicles, so almost thinking on its own and improving on its own without much or as much human supervision, which leads to a lot of concerns, of course. So AI algorithms now in like the medical field, they're invaluable in diagnosing diseases, analyzing medical images, and developing personalized treatment plans. Now you've got AI-powered chatbots and VAs and enhanced customer service in various sectors that can be super manipulable. You can change the knowledge base of a chatbot or virtual assistant and simply take that AI assistant and apply it in different cases, whether you're trying to onboard new employees, system of processes in a business, right? A new customer or new client is trying to access their information rather than bug you all day about it. They can talk to an AI assistant that's trained on you and the knowledge needed to give to the client or customer, or sorry, client or employee. So all of these things goes to show that there's a lot of different capabilities, like general things, tools we could use, and then change them depending on the industry. And you know, there are a lot of ethical and societal considerations as well. Not just in terms of employment. Employment is one of those things about job displacement. And while I do think that's the case, I also think we have to remember the fact that because new industries are being created, those new industries need new jobs. So it's not necessarily the case of complete displacement, but also understanding that there have always been waves of industrial revolutions. This is just the fourth industrial revolution. There have always been times when certain industries stopped, new ones opened, and people shifted. So that's one thing we have to remember, that in history, we're very adaptable as humans. We're very resourceful. And usually, you know, we are also very creative in terms of problem solving. So we'll learn to use these AI tools to solve problems. And that'll change a lot of how we perceive it, because we'll just treat it like anything else. And rather than see it as an end all be all, we'll see it as something to encompass and elevate our existing industries and our existing jobs and positions. So that's just my personal take on it. And with proper, you know, ethical guidelines and regulations, it has the potential to revolutionize industries while still ensuring fairness, transparency, and societal well-being. You need people educated in philosophy and ethics to help program how these AI machines will think. Some of the future prospects when we talk about the advancements of AI in our future. So one of the predictions for the years to come is one, increased automation. We're talking about role in automating various industries from transportation to healthcare, manufacturing, customer service. It's going to be an increased efficiency, reduced cost, and improved productivity. Certain businesses' processes, certain time-consuming tasks will be able to be automated. Currently, right now, we can discuss this, and it's crazy to see, you know, things that took you 30 hours a week now can be fully automated. And you know, with machine learning, you're going to have the ability to understand complex data patterns and make accurate predictions, especially in the financial sector. AI is not just robotics, but specifically in the robotics section, I don't. Some people want to use robotics for household chores, healthcare, sometimes dangerous tasks. I feel like dangerous jobs, that's a great opportunity. I don't want to see average people dealing with robots on a daily basis. I feel like that's weird, and it gives me like the iRobot movie Will Smith issue. Because there are ethical concerns, right? As AI becomes more advanced and autonomous, the ethical considerations around privacy, bias, as well as the actual security or the actual dystopia fear of AI taking over because it's able to think for itself better than humans. There's that fear, right? Cybersecurity, cyber threats become crucial. Developing robust cybersecurity measures will be essential to safeguarding sensitive data and preventing potential breaches. Because if we're uploading more and more information, giving AI tools more and more information and access to us, that leaves that information vulnerable to be hacked and stolen and then used against us. So there is that issue also that the more we become compliant on and the more we use it, the more there is there to be taken. So we just have to remember these different challenges and communicate that throughout the process, which we're already doing. It's just that when you look at the news, it kind of, times kind of moves a little slow, but when you're in AI news, it's very fast, and every week there's something new, and that's going to be very tough and hard for people to grasp. So it's going to be necessary to taking a step back, and slowing down and being able to understand these things. So just, there's been a lot of key milestones. A lot of people forget that it's been going on for a while since, the 40s, the 50, 56, the Dartmouth Conference, when they considered the birth of AI, and the conference brought together research, coined the term, and started to lay the groundwork for AI development. You had the expert systems in the 60s and 70s where they were focusing on computer programs to basically emulate human expertise in specific domains. Machine learning was in the 80s and 90s with the introduction of neural networks and statistical techniques, which became a prominent area of research, allowing computers to learn from the data and improve performance over time. Deep learning was 2000s and present, which is the breakthrough in neural network technology that allowed AI to process and analyze vast amounts of data. Then you had advancements in computer vision, speech recognition, and natural language processing. And yeah, as we look ahead, the role of AI is set to expand in various industries. So let's give a few examples. Healthcare, right? When you have an AI-powered system that has a huge database attached to it, it can allow itself to diagnose diseases, analyzing medical data across so much, large-scale libraries, more than what average humans are going to be able to memorize. Traffic management systems that can analyze traffic patterns and mitigate, people's traffic flow a little bit, be able to mitigate certain patterns. That way, cars and everything are moving at a much more efficient rate rather than getting people hauled up. So that's another thing to look into too, because we're already seeing, Teslas and everything, autonomous vehicles. As well as the future of AI holds immense potential. Again, the job displacement, privacy concern, as well as a full-on takeover is definitely a fear a lot of people have. Again, I think the privacy is a huge concern. The job displacement, like I said, I don't really see that being too big of one. As well as the complete takeover, I see that also as more of like a science fiction movie. But the privacy and cybersecurity issue is definitely there in terms of like war, and that is a front we often forget that cybersecurity really is a tool for one, propaganda, but also actual harm done. So we're not fighting as much as hand-to-hand combat, swords and whatnot, but cybersecurity is definitely there, and it's definitely gonna be a constant issue. Again, like I said, the more and more we upload our data to these devices and AI tools. So these are all concerns, but there's also a lot of upside. And like I said, we natural humans, problem solvers and critical thinkers, and I feel like humans already have what's in front of them to sort of build and also build great and also mitigate the issues that'll come up with that greatness. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, with great power comes great responsibility. And I feel like the good ones are here. We have all the good ones we need. There's a lot of bad ones, a lot of annoying people that is basically like the loud minority. But the silent majority isn't getting as silent anymore. And I feel like eventually that's going to be the takeover of from what we had before of complacency and being okay. And now we're coming into the position of like, all right, we want more control in our hands, and we want the ability to dictate our own future. And with that hand in hand, with good people, let the good people thrive, I really do feel like there will be a lot of great things we'll achieve. And on that note, I hope that clarified some historical context along the lines of sort of AI development, as well as how AI went through different stages, as well as issues with it, as well as possible applications and ways to improve our livelihood. You know what I mean? With every great thing, there are of course going to be concerns, but there's always, half glass full, half glass empty way of looking at things. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Filtered Vitamin Z, brought to you by Zaid. If you are listening to this audio on a podcast, if you're listening to the Unfiltered Vitamin Z podcast audio, be sure to check out the videos and clips and whatnot at Zaid UFZ on YouTube, Zaid UFZ on X, 365 UFZ on Instagram. If you are watching this video, on Instagram or X or YouTube or whatnot, be sure to follow, subscribe, depending on what platform you're on. Check out the link in the bio for all my socials and whatnot, and reach out to me with any questions, comments, concerns, like, follow, all that good shit. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Thank you so much. Stay blessed.